请弟兄姊妹我们来读几处圣经。
Friends and sisters, shall we first read a few passages in the Bible, please?
何处在约翰福音十二章。
The Gospel according to John 12.
十二章二十六节。
26. John 12:26.
约翰福音十二章二十六节，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
John 12:26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
我们今天所要交通的是后面那一句话 后半段，我在哪里服侍我的也要在哪里，若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
We will be sharing on the second part of this verse. Where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
再读马太福音二十五章。
Matthew 25.
就读二十一节就好了。
Verse 21。
马太福音二十五章二十一节，主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
The Gospel according to Matthew 25:21.His Lord said to me, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
我想二十三节也是同样的话。
And verse 23 states the same.
就是主对那些良善又忠心的仆人对他们的应许。
This is the promise that the Lord gave to those good and faithful servants.
主要把许多事派他们管理，他们也可以进来享受主人的快乐。
That the Lord will make them rulers over many things, and they could enter into the joy of their Lord.
这是主对那些服侍他的人，对他将来给他们赏赐的一种应许。
Therefore, this is the promise of the reward to be given out in the future to those who serve Him.
我想读经都到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
And this is today's scripture reading. Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你在这复活早晨，我们欢喜快乐一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you on this resurrection morning that we rejoice and we are glad to come together in your presence.
当我们一同聚在你面前的时候，我们实在离你充满了喜乐，因为你在这一点的时间里面，你与我们同在，你要把你自己话再赏赐给我们。
As we come together before you, our spirits are filled with joy because during this short period of time, once again, you will give us your word.
那我们这些属乎你的人常常一同聚在你面前，更多领受你的恩典，领受你一切的丰富。
So that those of us who belong to you will once again receive more of your fullness and more of your grace.
那我们越过越经历我们主实在是何等的宝贵，何等的真实，实在乐意把你自己更多启示在我们心中。
So more and more we will experience how true, how gracious our Lord is, and you will reveal yourself to us.
因此让我们在这段时间里面把我们心再次献在你面前。
So during this short period of time, once again, we just offer our hearts to you.
你借圣灵把你话语更多充满在我们心中。
And through the Holy Spirit, fill all your words in our hearts.
你的心意在这里能够发表出来。
So that your will be made manifest here.
那我们这些属乎你的人，正是能够在这里静听。
So that those of us who belong to you will listen quietly.
早晨，你将施恩来帮助我们每一个人。
Oh Lord, this morning, grant us your grace and help us.
保守每个心怀意念。
And watch over every mind and thought.
让我们一同在你恩典里面被你建造，一同成长，一同走这条属灵的道路。
So that in your grace, we'll all be built up. We will all grow up together to walk in the spiritual way.
我们将祷告都奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.感谢主，我们继续来交通侍奉神这个题目。
We give thanks to our Lord that together we will once again meditate on the theme of serving the Lord.
侍奉神, 这是一个极大的屏幕, 我们所领会, 我们所能交通,
Serving God is such a grand theme that what we can share on or what we can actually understand is very limited.
但是我们感谢神,
But we thank God that always God will teach us those of us who belong to Him, how to serve Him, how to follow Him. Once again, we say serving God is the very purpose for God to save us.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒应该都是一个侍奉神的人。
So every believer born again should be the one who serves God.
我们看见侍奉神实在是神的恩典。
We also see that serving God is truly God's grace. We originally have no part, have nothing to do with Christ. As we live in this world, we are people without hope, without God. Now, because of the grace of Jesus Christ, which has come upon us, we have become the a member of God's household. So we can serve Him in His house. And because we serve Him in His house, we are now related to God's purpose. And also through serving Him, God's purpose will be performed in the church. So we see truly this is a tremendous matter. And
also
it's an exceeding glorious matter. Because serving God, we're now related to His purpose. And also God wants us to serve Him according to His will.
为了让神的旨意能够成就在神的教会当中, 所以神对我们这些服事的人就有一些要求, 就有一些条件。
For God's purpose to be done in His house, then God would have to have requirements for us to follow Him who belong to Him.
就像我们今天在地上做事也是一样。
It's very much the same like when we work in this world. When somebody hires us to work for him or her, that's because that person wants us to finish his purpose.
人必须要符合他一切的要求，一切条件。
Therefore, we have to meet that purpose, that person's demands and requirements.
在属灵服事上更是这样子。
It's even more so in the spiritual service.
因为我们知道这服事不是单单一些外面的事物而已。
Because we know serving is not merely our activity.
服事乃是让神的旨意在地上能够把它发表出来。
It is to make manifest God's purpose on earth.
不是呢，是叫神的旨意成就在我们身上。
So that God's will could be done in us.
为了这个缘故，神在身上对我们这些服事人就有一些要求。
And for this purpose, God does have certain demands on us who serve Him.
也就是说，必须要合乎他的条件，好叫我们在服事上才能达到他呼召我们的服事的一个目的。
Because we have to meet His requirements so that God would fulfill His purpose when He calls us to serve Him.
所以我们上次说到，说一个人若是要服侍神，主要是说就要当来跟从我。
Last time we mentioned that for a person to serve God, he has to follow Christ.
所以一个服侍神的人，他必须是一个跟从主的人。
Therefore, he who serves God has to be the one who follows Christ.
那怎么样是一个跟从主的人呢？
Then what kind of person is he who follows the Lord?
人若要跟从我，就要背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus says, whoever desires to follow me, let him take up his cross and follow me.
因着这个缘故,
and for this purpose,
所以当我们来服侍神的时候,
when we come to serve God, we have to be one to follow the Lord. And there we have to be dealt with by the work
of God.
And sometimes we need to suffer a bit to pay our price. Only this kind of serving will actually meet the very purpose of God's will for us to serve.
唯有人在这样服侍里面才要满足神的心。
Only in this kind of service that person could actually satisfy God's heart.
就是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神对我们这些服侍他的人似乎好像有一些要求。
God does have certain demands on us who want to serve Him.
神对我们这些服侍他的人有一些应许。
And also He has some promises to us to serve Him.
像我们这些服侍的人，依着他的应许，叫我们能够按着他旨意忠心地服侍他。
So that we could serve Him faithfully according to His will and pursuing after these promises.
我们在圣经里看见神对那些要服侍他的人有许多宝贵的应许。
Here we see that in the Bible, God has given so many precious promises to those who want to serve Him.
这些应许有些是今生的，有些是将来永世里面的赏赐。
Some promises are for present life, whereas others are for the rewards in the age to come.
神之所以给我们这些许多应许，就是为了激励我们。
The reason God has given us all these promises is to stir us up.
吸引我们心愿更多来服侍他。
To draw our heart to want to serve Him even more.
让我们看见，只要我们忠心的在服侍神，我们是有赏赐的。
So that we could understand, as long as we serve Him faithfully, we do receive rewards.
我们的服侍不是徒然的。
So our service is not futile.
所以我们就来交通那些服侍神的人，那些忠心的跟随他的人，神给我们哪些应许？
So today we will share on what are the promises that God has given to those who faithfully serve Him.
主在那里说，我在那里服侍的，我的人也要在那里。
Here the Lord says, where I am, there my servant will be also.
当人在那要服侍神的时候，他说要当跟从我。
When a person wants to serve the Lord says, follow me.
那就是和主走同一条道路。
That's to walk in the same way that
我们说这条道路乃是一个卑微的道路。
And we have mentioned this is a lowly way.
这一条是一个舍己的道路。
A way to deny yourself.
这是一个十字架的一个道路。
A way of the cross.
因为这是主在地上曾经走过的一个服侍的道路。
This is the kind of way of service our Lord once walked in.
所以我们看见主在地上的时候，因着走这条道路，这条道路就很不容易。
And we see that while the, our Lord was in His flesh, when He walked in this way, it's extremely difficult.
在福音书里面记载那么多，主耶稣在地上服侍，我们看见是在他面对许多艰难、许多不容易的环境。
All the four gospel books recorded all the difficulties that our Lord faced as He walked in the world in His way.
他在那行了许多神迹，帮助许多人，但是那些犹太人仍然是不相信他。
Although He did so many miracles, but those Jews did not believe Him.
我们看见在那里，主要是做许多工作，好像没有工作的果效。
And we also see, although our Lord Jesus did so many works, as though none of them produced any fruit.
甚至他肉身的弟兄也不相信他。
To the point that even His brothers in the flesh did not believe Him.
有一次在一个犹太人的祝棚节快到了。
Once the Feast of Tabernacle drew near,
他的弟兄就说，你要上去，因为人要显扬名声，没有在暗处洗的。
So his brothers said to him, why don't you go up to Jerusalem? Nobody wants to make his name known and do things secretly.
你若行这些事，也应该将自己把它显明出来。
Since you've done all these things, why don't you show yourself publicly?
为什么他若圣弟兄说这样的话呢？
Why did the Lord's brothers in the flesh say so?
圣经告诉我们说，因着他不相信。
And the Bible teaches that because they did not believe.
你看，连他若圣弟兄，以他那么亲近的人，都不相信主耶稣。
See, even his brothers in the flesh who were so close to him did not believe him.
因为他不认识主的本性是怎样。
Because they did not know the very nature of our Lord.
因为他不认识主来到地上的时候呢，是不竞争、不喧嚷。
They did not know that when the Lord came to the world, the Christ would not raise his voice or cry out.
他在默默无声地走这一条地上的道路。
Instead, quietly, silently, the Christ would walk through the way.
先知以赛亚在那说，在街上人也没有听见他的声音，他不宣扬他自己。
The prophet Isaiah said, on the street, nobody would hear him cry out or raise his voice. At one time when the Lord told his disciples that he would go to Jerusalem, he would suffer in the hands of the chief priests, the elders, the scribes, in the end he would be killed.
但是第三日要复活。
But on the third day, he would rise again.
当彼得听见这样话的时候,
when Peter heard this,
就劝他说, 主万不可如此, 这事必不临到你身上。
Peter rebuked the Lord, saying, by no means that it would be so. This thing would never happen to you.
你看围绕他周围这些门徒们, 也不认识他, 也不知道他的心意如何。
See, all these disciples around Jesus Christ did not know him, did not know his heart.
主在地上就是走这样的道路。
That's how our Lord walked on earth in this way.
正如我们所诗歌说，没有人与他同行，没有人与他同心。
Just as one of the hymns says, nobody walked with him, nor had the same heart as him.
好像主在那里是孤孤单单的一个人走这条道路。
As though our Lord was so lonely, alone, he finished the way.
但是主耶稣在那里却告诉他门徒。
But there the Lord told his disciples, time is coming.
你们要分散各地归自己的地方留下我一个人。
You will be scattered all around to your own places, and I will be left alone.
但是其实不是我一个人在这里，乃是有父与我同在。
But I'm not alone here, but my Father is with me.
那差我来的人，差我来的，他与我同在，因为他没有撇下我一个人独自在这里。
He who sends me has not forsaken me and left me alone here.
虽然这条路在外面来看好像是孤单的，没有人与他同行。 没有人与他同行，好像是主在那一个人走这一条十字架窄路。
Our looking is our Lord alone walked in through this narrow way of the cross. Nobody walked with him. Nobody had the same mind with him.
但是主知道不是他孤单一个人，乃是父与他同在。
But our Lord knew that he wasn't alone. His Father was with him.
因着父与他同在，好叫他能够忠心的走完这一条道路。
And knowing that the Father was with him, our Lord faithfully finished the race.
所以同样主在这里对那些要服侍他、要跟从他的人也是这样说。
Therefore, likewise, the Lord said the same thing to those who want to serve him and follow him.
他说我在那里，我服侍的人也要在那里。
Where I am, there my servant will be also.
那就是说主在那里，服侍人在那里，主要与他们同在。
Indicating that the Lord will be with those who serve him.
因为主知道这一条道路他曾经走过是一个不容易的道路。
The Lord knew the path once he walked in is a difficult one.
那些服侍他人要面对许多艰难的环境，面对许多人的反对。
So those who serve him will encounter all this difficult environment and facing all the opposition from the multitude.
可能他们会觉得非常孤单。
They will feel lonely.
所以主提醒他们，主应许要与他们同在。
The Lord was sympathetic and the Lord promised to be with them.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们真是在那服侍主的时候，我们会感觉到在这样时代里面越过越服侍的时候，真是觉得不容易。
Brothers and sisters, if we are really serving the Lord in this kind of environment, more and more you will realize that serving the Lord is very hard.
保罗最后写信给提摩太的时候也告诉他说，
Paul, at his end time, when he wrote a letter to Timothy, saying this, and telling him about the conditions of the church in the end time on earth.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章所描述的不是世界上那些不信神的人的情形。
2 Timothy chapter 3 depicts the condition not of the non-believers, but conditions of the spiritual situation of the house of God, of those who believe in Lord.
保罗要让提摩太知道，我们这些服侍的人在末了世代是处在这样环境里面。And
Paul wanted Timothy to know that this is the kind of situation that we will be placing.
在那里，他说人顾自己。
There, Paul says men were very self-centered. Lover of man and doing anything they wanted. They are very proud. Lovers of peace, not lovers of God.
人生在过一个不过是个外面金钱的一个表现，但是没有那个金钱的实意。
They live a life outwardly, they look godly, but they deny the very power of godliness.
甚至到了地步卖主卖友的事情也发生在神的家中。
To such a point that they are, they betray their friends and their loved ones.
弟兄姊妹，你去好好思想这些话的时候，你看今天这个末了世代。
Now, brothers and sisters, take a look at all the churches in this very end time. Isn't it so?
人在那所顾到的都是自己。
While we concern ourselves,
所以把人说人都不求耶稣基督的事，人都求自己的事情。
Our only our own interest, as Paul says, nobody go after the interest of Jesus Christ, but everybody's for their own.
你看今天在神家中到底多少人他是在求主耶稣基督的事情？
Take a look at all the churches in God's house. How many of those people are actually pursuing after God's interest? They only care about their personal interest. People become lovers of money.
世人他们所追求就是钱财，就是丰富。
What they pursue after is simply riches and all the abundance.
同样，神的儿女也是落在这个光景里面。
And likewise, even God's children fall into the same condition.
我们看见多少神的儿女在钱财奉献上，亏欠了神多少荣耀。
And we could see how many of God's children really fall short of God's glory in the very matter of contributing to the church financially. From our financial offering, we could actually see whether we love the money. Many people's financial offering to the church is simply try to bribe their own conscience. Telling themselves, yes, I have contributed a bit. But exactly how much he doesn't care.
人在那任意妄为,
and people are so headlong, doing whatever they want to live.
正如四世纪以色列历史当中最黑暗的一段历史。
Just as in the darkest days in the Judges,
个人凭看行自己眼中看为对的事情,
everyone does what is right in his own eyes.
神儿女在做每件事情的时候都是凭着自己。
So even God's children, when they did everything, they did on their own.
他做什么就是他就喜欢就去做什么。
Whatever they like, there he did.
在神的家中，你看今天地上的教会，神儿女也是这样的光景。
And likewise, we could see. Among the churches in the house of God, we do whatever pleases us.
他这个聚会他就参加，他不参加那个聚会他就不参加。
If we would like this meeting, we go. If we don't, we just don't go.
都凭着他自己的感觉。
Totally according to his own feeling.
我们常常今天说, I don't feel comfortable, 我就不来。
我们常常觉得不舒服，我就不来了。 We don't go.
人聚会是根据他自己的感觉好不好？
And people go to meetings according to his feeling.
我参加这个聚会，我觉得非常舒服，我就来；那个聚会，我觉得不舒服，我就不来。
I have good feel toward this meeting. I will come. Otherwise, I don't go.
这就是四世纪的光景。
This is exactly the condition.
个人任意而行。
Everyone does whatever.
人在自高自大，以自己为中心。
Men are so arrogant, proud, self-centered.
人在那爱厌乐。
People love these.
好像每一种聚会必须要跟吃喝连在一起。
It seems every meeting has to be connected to eating and drinking.
若是没有吃喝，好像就不能够吸引人来聚会。
If there is no food, no drink served, then that cannot draw people
over. 若是没有吃喝，好像在那聚会就没办法进行。
And if there is no eating, no drinking, it seems the meeting could not go on.
用什么？这都是末了教会所显出来的光景。
Brothers and sisters, these are the exact conditions
for the end time.
Outwardly, it seems you have the appearance of godliness.
但是却没有金钱那个实意。
However, the power of godliness is denied.
人在生活里面却显不出那个金钱的真实来。
In our lives, there is no reality of godliness.
人在地上生活都是跟着自己的喜好在过自己的生活。
And we simply live our life according to our own life. How many of God's children actually live in the presence of God? Brothers and sisters, this is the condition of today's services. And this is the
condition.
This is the environment. And this is the sphere of our service. This is the man of matter thing that we face. So, brothers and sisters, as we serve in this kind of environment, how could it not be possible that we be despaired without hope? Facing this kind of environment, we grow cold and we just cannot rise up to serve Him more and more. And this kind of, under this kind of circumstance, we just feel we're so weak. We simply feel that we cannot walk in this way. We cannot catch up with our Lord, and gradually we just draw back. We become cold. In the end, we don't serve. Thank God our God knows the circumstances we face. And our Lord also understands how difficult it is for us to serve Him. Therefore, He promises those who want to serve Him that I will be with you. If you have this understanding of the presence of the Lord, then when you serve, the feeling would be different. Even though the circumstances have never been changed, but his inner spirit is being held up. His faith is being established. He no longer feels lonely. There he feels the Lord's presence. Therefore, he does not focus his eyes upon all the outward circumstances, the things that matter. Nor look at his own weaknesses. His eyes only fixed on the Lord. There he simply looked on the Lord's grace and mercy. Because without the Lord's presence, he knows under this kind of circumstances, he simply cannot serve
him.
Nor can he walk in this narrow path.
这条路主耶稣也曾经说过
Brothers and sisters, our Lord once mentioned of this path.
这是一个窄门, 这是一个小路,
this is a narrow gate and a road. It's difficult.
找到人少,
few could find
it.
That tells us that few would be walking in this way.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So, brothers and sisters, don't you ever expect to have a large companion to go with you in this way? Because the Lord has said it clearly. Few find it.
因为这条,
because this is a narrow way. This is a difficult road.
因为什么,
brothers and sisters, when we walk in this way, can you imagine the extreme challenge you might face. So it's very hard for a person to endure.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God that the Lord is sympathetic. He knows the difficult situation we are in. So He promises His presence.
和我们一同走这条道路,
and He walked He will walk together with us.
弟兄姊妹,你曾经有这样的经历过吗? 我想相信我们都有这样,多少有这样的经历。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever had this kind of experience of the Lord's presence?
当我们在服事里面面对许多不容易的事情的时候, 我们会失去那个服事的心。
I believe more or less we do. During the difficult situations where we try to serve the Lord, a lot of time we just lose faith.
我们觉得说,不需要服事了,服事有什么意思呢?
We might say, well, we don't need to serve anymore. What's all the meaning about it?
都不服事人,他也是过得好好的,我为什么需要付那么多,受那么多苦呢?
Those who don't serve God have a wonderful life. Why do I need to suffer to pay such a price?
我们当然灰心,
and we're disappointed and we lose heart.
但是感谢神，每一次当我们回到主的面前的时候，
But thank God, every time we come back before Him.
每次我们在安静默想的时候，
Every time as we meditate on Him quietly.
主的灵在充满在我们里面。
The Lord Spirit fills us in our heart.
我们当然也在听到主是在与我们同在，他没有撇弃我们。
And once again, we experience the Lord's presence. We know He has never forsaken us.
我们里面好像又起来了。
And once again, sins are in the being.
我们又继续走下去，我们又愿意继续服侍下去。
And again, we want to serve Him. We want to continue this journey.
我们不敢停顿下来。
We do not dare to pause.
用成不是我们变刚强了。
Brother and sister, it's not that we become stronger.
而是因为主的同在在那里充满我们的心。
It's all because of the Lord's presence which fills our heart.
以致我们灵就再次被复兴起来。
So that our spirits are once again revived.
用成这就是主对他就不是人的一个应许。
Brother and sister, this is the promise that the Lord has given to those who love Him.
主要一些人来服侍他的时候，总是应许要与他同在。
When the Lord calls people to serve Him, always promises His presence.
当神打发摩西要去见法老的时候
，When God sent Moses to see Pharaoh.
他叫摩西说：“你到法老去，将我的百姓从埃及领出来。”
He told Moses to go to Pharaoh and to lead my people out.
摩西在那里对神说：“我是什么人？怎么能去见法老呢？”
And Moses said to God, "Who am I to see Pharaoh?"
一面我们可以看见摩西里面是有胆怯的。
Now, so on the one hand, we see Moses was timid.
但神应许他说：“我必与你同在。”
But the Lord promised him, "I will be with you."
你要将百姓从埃及领出来，你要在这个山上来侍奉我。
You will lead the people out of Egypt and serve me at this mountain.
这是我打发你去的证据。
And this is the evidence that I send you.
用什么一个服侍神的人，是不是真正在服侍神、跟从主呢？
Brothers and sisters, those who really serve the Lord, are they really following Him and serving Him?
有一个证据。
And there should be an evidence.
主是不是与他同在？
That is the Lord's presence.
主与他同在，证明这是主所打发的人，打发去的人。
The Lord's presence proves that this is the one the Lord has sent.
让这个要去服侍神的人，让他里面壮胆。
So he who will be serving God will be bold.
不是他一个人去。
Because he's not going alone.
但是神与他同去。
But God goes with him.
这是同样神对耶稣亚所说的话。
Likewise, God said the same thing to Joshua.
当摩西死掉以后。
After Moses died.
耶稣也要引以色列百姓进到迦南地区。
Joshua was about to lead all the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
耶稣亚从前不过是摩西的一个助手。
Joshua was originally simply an aide to Moses.
他在那里没有负太大责任。
There he didn't have much responsibility.
一切责任都是摩西自己来扛。
Everything Moses bore.
但是现在
by himself.
摩西死了。
But now Moses died.
神呼召耶稣亚说：“你要带领这些百姓进到迦南地区，承受我所应许给他们产业。”
Call Joshua to go into the land of Canaan to possess the land which the Lord had promised them.
当神吩咐摩西耶稣亚这样做的时候
，When God commanded Moses in such a way，
神同样在那里应许耶稣亚。
God also promised him，
我怎样与摩西同在，照样也与你同在。
As I was with Moses， I will be with you。
平生日子没有一个人在你面前站立得住。
So in all your days, none will stand before you.
你要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and bold, courageous.
我们相信耶稣啊，在那时候里面是惧怕。
We believe at that time Joshua was frightened.
因为他在旷野经过四十年。
Because after 40 years wandering,
他看见那些百姓的表现。
Joshua saw all the reactions of the people.
虽然那些第一代从埃及出来已经倒闭在旷野了。
Even though the first generation had already fallen in the wilderness.
但是第二代在旷野长大的人也好不了太多。
The second generation of Israelites who grew up in the wilderness didn't fare much better.
他们本性也是一样，也是那么也是亚当的后裔。
Because they had the same human nature, descendants of Adam.
现在这摩西这个领袖走了。
Now the leader Moses had gone.
现在整个责任扛在他身上。
Joshua had to bear all the responsibility.
他们现在面对这些百姓，他怎么 带领他们进到迦南地区呢？
Then how could he lead all these people into the land of good land of Canaan?
神知道耶稣亚里面有恐惧。
Therefore, God knew that Joshua had this fear.
从前不负责任，不扛责任，现在要扛这么大一个责任。
Before,He didn't have to bear all the responsibilities. Now he is bearing such a tremendous responsibility. How could he not be afraid? So God promised him that I will be with you. Wherever you go, I will be with you. So God's presence actually strengthens Joshua.
这个同在让耶稣亚愿意来承担这个责任。
Because of God's presence, he's willing to take up the responsibility.
愿意他带领以色列百姓进到迦南地，让神的旨意能够成就在他百姓的身上。
Willing to take all of God's children into the land of Canaan, so God's will be done in them.
用什么？今天我们是处在这样环境里面。
So brothers and sisters, this is the same situation we're being
placed in. 是一个不容易的环境。
As an adverse situation.
所以主在那应许说，那些服侍他、跟从他的人，他要与他们同在。
Therefore, God has promised us that he who will serve him, God will be with him.
用什么？只有神的同在才叫我们有办法。继续走这一条道路。
Brothers and sisters, it is God's presence that enables us to continue to walk in this way.
因为神的同在，让我们里面才觉得不孤单。
And it is God's presence that makes us not feel lonely.
因着主的同在，让我们里面才有这样一点的信心，能够凭信心继续往前走。
It is His presence that gives us this kind of faith by which we move on.
弟兄姊妹，若是没有神的同在，每一个人没有一个人可以凭自己走这条道来服侍神。
Brother and sister, without God's presence, none of us will be able to walk in this way by our own effort.
感谢神，这是何等宝贵的应许。
We thank God for His such precious promise.
服侍他的人，神要与他们同在。
That God will be with those who serve Him.
好叫服侍他的人，真是能够一直走到底。
So that those who serve him will finish the way all the way to the end.
不仅主要与他与服侍他人同在。
Not only is our Lord with him, who
serves
him.
接下来句话更是宝贵。
And what comes after this verse is even more precious.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
That is, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him.
用什么？这句话实在是超过人所能想象的一句话。
Brothers and sisters, this statement simply surpasses all our imagination and understanding.
因着服侍神，神要尊重我们。
That God would honor us because we serve Him.
这是怎样的一件事情
？What a matter this is.
我们出生不过是一个卑微的蒙恩的罪人。
We are simply sinners with low birth and granted grace by Him.
我们本性是满了败坏的一个人。
Our nature is just full of corruption.
虽然我们蒙恩得救了。
Even though after we're saved by His grace,
但是我们仍然承认亚当那个肉体的生命，那个老旧的生命仍然在我们身上辖制我们。
We still admit that the old nature, the Adam's life, still has its bondage dominion over us.
我们是这样一个人。
That's just the way we are.
现在当我们说我们愿意要服侍神的时候，神却对我们说
，But now when we are willing to serve Him, and the Lord should say this to us.
他要尊重我们。
That he wants to honor us.
用什么许多神宝贵的应许。
Brothers and sisters, so many of the, God's precious promises.
我们常常觉得好像不够那么实际。
We feel they're not that real.
我们觉得好像摸不到那个真实的东西。
We feel that we cannot touch upon the reality.
也摸看不见它那个价值有多大。
Nor do we see the extreme value of them.
当神说他尊重我们的时候，我们觉得这实在是有点太空洞了吧。
And when we see that the statement that God will honor us, don't we feel this is too empty?
我们觉得好像不是那么实在，是不是
？Not that concrete, isn't it?
所以我们今天好像对这个不是太那么羡慕。
Therefore, we don't seem to admire this statement.
我们觉得实际的是什么
？And we say, what is the reality?
我们在服侍的时候，我们说我们要彼此尊重。
When we serve one another, we say we need to respect one another.
我们真的期待人对我们尊重。
We are actually expecting others to respect us.
当我们受到尊重的时候，我们感受到这是何等的真实。
When we are respected, we feel that is real.
当我们在受到人尊重的时候，我们觉得自己好像觉得还不错。
When we are respected by others, we feel we are doing quite well.
我们觉得我们有尊严。
We have dignity.
我们觉得里面也是满了喜乐的。
And we are filled with joy.
但是当我们不受到尊重的时候呢？
What about the time when we are not respected?
我们觉得我们受了伤了。
We feel we are hurt.
我们觉得好像我失望了。
And we are disappointed.
所以我们就觉得我们所以我们就不想服侍了。
And then we don't want to serve anymore.
我们对人的尊重，我们觉得好像很实在。
Men's respect toward us, we feel this is so real.
但是当神说要尊重我们的时候，我们是不是觉得很实在呢？
But when God says He will honor us, do we feel the same way, as real as we receive respect from others?
但是当你摸到那个，你摸到那个真理的时候，你才知道这句话有何等大的价值。
Only when you actually touch the spirit, touch the life, then you will understand how valuable this statement is.
神的尊重实在不是人的尊重所能相比的。
Because God's honor can never be compared with honor from man.
但是我们有没有羡慕神对我们尊重呢？
Do we really admire this honor from God?
在这里有一种尊重是我们所需要的。
There is this kind of honor respect that we do need.
我们可以得到的。
Which we can also gain.
但是今天我们多少时候我们盼望人给我们尊重。
But how many times that we simply want man's honor?
但是我们看主耶稣在地上服侍的时候。
As we look at our Lord as He served in His flesh.
先知以赛亚在那里预言说人不尊重他。
Isaiah the prophet prophesied that men did not esteem Him.
人藐视他。
They despised Him.
这是主在地上所走的道路。
This is the way our Lord walked in His flesh.
主在那里不期待人的尊重。
The Lord did not expect respect from man.
但是我们今天服侍神的人，我们却需要我们却在那期待人对我们尊重。
But today, we who serve God are actually expecting the honor respect from men.
主在那说服侍他的人，跟从他的人。
There the Lord says, he who follows him, he who serves him.
他说主人不能高过仆人不能高过主人。
The Lord mentions that the servant cannot be above the master.
学生不能高过先生。
The disciple can never be above the teacher.
主已经在讲得很清楚了，就是我们这些做仆人、做学生，我们怎么高过主人呢？高过我们的先生呢？
The Lord said it so explicitly here. We as students, as servants, how could we be above our masters and our teachers?
不错，保罗在那里对神的教会在那里有一些劝勉。
Yes, Paul did have some admonition to the churches.
他对帖撒罗尼迦教会说：“你们要尊重在你们当中那些劳苦做工的人。”
He admonished the Thessalonian brethren that you should esteem those who labor among you.
你们要用爱心格外的尊重在你们当中治理你们的人。
Especially with love toward those who have dominion over you.
我们服侍的时候，我们的确需要尊重服侍的弟兄姊妹们。
As we do need to respect those brothers and sisters who serve.
但是就是我们这些人，我们自己这一方面的来说呢
？But on our part who serve，
我们不要期待人对我们尊重。
Never expect any respect from others。
因为主在地上的时候，他也没有期待人对他的尊重。
Because our Lord, while He was on earth, never expected honor。
主在地上的时候所经过的是被人在那藐视。
All the way He was being despised by men。
被人轻看。
And being looked down upon。
弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常在尊重人的时候，常常是一个表面的而已。
Brothers and sisters, today when we give honor to others, a lot of time it's so superficial.
常常我们外面尊重一个人，但是我们后面心里面却轻看小看这个人。
Often outwardly we seem to pay others respect, but inside our heart we actually look down on that person.
这是我们本性。
This is our human nature.
感谢神在这里有一种尊重是我们所需要的。
But we thank God there is such honor which we do need. And we can also obtain. As we come to serve Him, the Father said He will honor us.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等荣耀的一件事情。
Brother and sister, what a glorious matter this is.
当我们在服侍的时候, 我们感受到神在尊重的时候, 我们感觉会怎么样呢?
As we serve God and knowing that God honors us, what's our feeling toward it?
当一面来说, 我们会觉得我们实在不配。
On the one side, we say we are so unworthy.
我所做的不过是我的本分。
What I do is simply my duty.
但是现在神
But now God says He will honor us.
Oh,
we just feel such an honor. How glorious this is.
我们是何等的人?
Who are we?
我们稍微一点心来服侍的跟随他说，这是天地的主。
That we just have this bit of heart to serve Him, this Master of heaven and earth, the Creator of all things, the Most High God,
他却说要尊重我们,
He says He will honor us.
弟兄姊妹,我们若是真是在灵的里面摸到这句话的时候,
Brothers and sisters, if we do actually touch upon this word in the depths of our spirit,
我们服侍起来,
then when we serve, we would display a total different attitude. Our feeling would be different.
我们在那里看见我们在服侍的时候,
because along the way as we serve, we know God is honoring us. Not only do you feel His presence, but you see that in God's eyes, you're such a precious thing.
我们知道今天在地上一个人受尊重，就是因为这个人非常尊贵，非常高贵。
We know on earth if a person is giving honor, it's because this person is noble, is venerable.
我们不会去尊重一个非常卑贱的一个人。
We will never respect lowly people.
我们只会看轻他，藐视他。
We just look down on them, despise them.
但是现在，需要我们服侍的时候， 我们在神眼光当中是极其尊贵。 荣耀的一个人,
but now as we serve God in the sight of Him, we are glorious and we are honorable.
当你感受到这样的尊重的时候，你看我们看我们的服侍会有什么样的情形呢?
Now knowing that you're being so honored, then what kind of a picture of your service would be?
我们怎么会不更热心地服侍他，爱他呢?
How could it not be possible that we'll be more zealous and love Him more?
我们怎么还有时间去抱怨这个抱怨那个呢?
To serve Him more, and is there any time for us to complain this thing against that?
服侍都来不及了，哪有那些多余的时间做那些没有意义的事情?
We don't even have enough time to serve. Why do we bother to do all those meaningless things?
感谢神，这是何等的一件荣耀。
Thank God, what a glorious matter this is.
神要尊重这些服侍他的人,
that God honors those who serve Him.
我们提到在马拉基最末了一章, 神借着马拉基在那里,
And we mentioned that the last book of Old Testament Malachi, and there God said to those who serve Him,
到那一日就是主再来的时候,
on that day when the Lord returns,
要把那些服侍神跟不服侍神的人分开分别出来。
God will separate those who serve God from those who don't.
那些服侍神的人，他们要当做神特别的一个产业。
Those who serve God will be considered as special possession.
就是神把这一半特别宝贵来宝贵他们。
This special group of people God treasures most.
弟兄姊妹是何等一个荣耀的一个应许和盼望。
Oh, brothers and sisters, what a glorious hope and promise.
今天我若是真是在那里真心的在灵的里面来服侍神的时候，
Today, if we truly serve Him in our spirit and faithfully,
我们真是在那里跟从主背起自己十字架来服侍，跟从主的时候，
If we truly take up our cross and follow the Lord,
你会感受到神对我们的尊重，
You will sense the honor from God,
你会觉得这句话实在何等的真实。
Then you will see how real this statement is.
因为在你的里面，你已经感受到我们在神眼光中是极其尊贵的一个人。
Because in your spirit, you've already come to know that how precious you are in the sight of God.
不管今天人对我们态度是如何，
No matter what kind of attitude people might have for you,
美名恶名都算不了什么。
Just as Paul says, good report or bad report means nothing to him.
人尊重我们不尊重我算不了什么。
Whether people respect Paul or not doesn't mean anything to him.
只要我的服事能够得到神的尊重。
As long as my service is honored by God.
那才是我所羡慕所得到的。
That is the one that I admire. That is the one I want to get hold of.
感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
对我们这些要服侍他的人有这样极其宝贵的应许。
Toward us who want to serve Him, God has given us such a extremely precious promise.
弟兄姊妹，我们是盼望得到这样尊重呢。
Brothers and sisters, then do we expect hope to gain this kind of respect? Yes, among our services, we need to respect one another. We should never try to hurt a brother or sister's feeling on purpose.
但是我们要有一个心，我们要期待从人来的一种尊重。
But we also have to have this heart to be prepared. Never expect honor from man.
若是我们今天得到人的尊重，我们就得不到人的神的尊重。
Maybe today you receive man's honor, then you lose God's honor.
因为今天人为了得到人的尊重，常常就不能让他们忠心按着神的旨意在服侍。
Because a lot of times, because men want to gain the respect from man, then they cannot serve God faithfully.
我们看历史历代许多圣徒，他们所经过的道路都是这样子。
And throughout the generations, ages, as we consider the path of all the saints, they walk in the same way.
那些常常不得到神儿女称赞的那些人，他们都是。
Many of those who have never been praised by God's children are actually walking in the way of the cross. Because they serve God according to God's will.
所以人就不尊重他们。
Therefore, man would not respect them.
因为照着他们的心意来做事情来服侍神。
Because these people do not want to follow other people's will, but they want to do God's will.
因为圣经告诉我们说，在要敬虔度日的人，他们必须要受许多苦。Because
the Bible declares anyone who wants to live godly will be persecuted.
我们也可以说，只有一个先尊重神的人，他才会尊重人。
Now, we could put it in this way. Only a person who honors God first will honor others. So, if we are not those who honor God, it's impossible for us to honor other people either. Think of David. He's one who goes after God's heart.
那个扫罗他在凭自己行事, 照着自己肉体当做事的一个人。
And Saul, in contrast, does everything according to his flesh, according to his own desires.
神拒绝他。
And God rejects Saul.
神选择了大卫，要准备要做以色列王。
So God chose David to be the king of Israel.
但是虽然耶和华的灵已经不再与扫罗同在。
Although the Spirit of the Lord no longer was with Saul,
但是扫罗为什么能够尊重？不，大卫为什么能尊重扫罗呢
？But why is David still respected Saul?
他有两次有机会可以把扫罗杀掉。
Twice he had a chance to kill Saul.
为什么他不敢动手了杀害扫罗？
Why did David never dare to lay his hand on Saul to kill him?
这个人已经被神所弃绝了。
Because Saul was already rejected by God.
这个人耶和华灵已经不在他身上了。
Because the Spirit of the Lord was no longer on Saul.
但是为什么大卫仍然尊重扫罗呢？
But why did David still respected Saul?
因为大卫尊重神。
Because David honored God.
因为大卫知道。 扫罗是神所高的一个君王。
David knew Saul was anointed a king by God.
膏油曾经倒在扫罗身上。
The oil was once poured on Saul.
这是神所立的一个君王。
And this is a king anointed and set up by the Lord.
不管今天这个人已经失败到什么一个地步。
Regardless of the state of failure, this person had sunk into. No matter how wrong, failed this person was,
大卫不敢在他身上动一点手。
David would never place his hand on Saul.
因为他尊重神。
Because he honored God.
所以他就尊重扫罗。
Therefore, he respected Saul.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在服事的时候
，So brothers and sisters, today as we come to serve,
我们是要看见
，We need to see this.
我们是何等蒙恩的一般人。
Oh, what a group of people that what kind of blessing that we have.
我们愿意来服事他、跟从他的时候，神给我们这样极其宝贵的应许。
That we're willing to come to serve and follow Him, that He has given us such a tremendous, precious promise.
让我们今天就可以享受到这个福分。
That today we can actually start enjoying this promise.
让我们今天就可以经历到神对我们的尊重。
Today we can actually experience this honor from God.
这个都是为了叫我们在地上服事、跟随他的时候，能够忠心的一直往前走。
God has done this all to us so that on earth we could serve Him faithfully, continuing on.
让我们觉得服事是有意义、有价值的。
So we would understand that there is meaning value to our service.
神要把我们这一般人当作他极其宝贵的一般人
，Because
看重他。
God has esteemed us as people so precious, His own possession.
所以主耶稣才在那里对门徒说，若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says to his disciples that anyone wants to come after me,
我在哪里服侍我的也要在哪里。
And where I am, there my servant will be also.
他要与我们同在。
And he will be with us.
他要与我们同走这一条道路。
He will walk together with us in the way.
他并且要把他极其大的尊荣啊赐给我们，他要尊重我们。
And he will give us this great honor to us.
我想这是今生在地上我们行走的时候，我们就可以经历到一句宝贵的应许。
This is such a precious promise that today, in the present time, we actually can experience it as we walk in this way.
不仅今生有这样一个应许，有这样一个奖赏。
Not only this, in this present time, we have this promise, we have this reward.
在将来更是有个极大的一个奖赏。
But in the age to come, we would even see a greater reward.
就是在马太福音二十五章刚我们所读的圣经。
That is in Matthew 25, the verse we just read.
当有一天主来的时候
，On the day when the Lord returns,
他要和他的仆人算账。
He will settle the account with his servants.
他要对那些良善又忠心的仆人说
，To those good and faithful servants, he would say.
你在不多的事上忠心。
You've been faithful over a few things.
我要把许多事派你管理。
And I will make you ruler over many things.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上服事，我们所做实在是非常有限。
Brothers and sisters, what we have been serving is so limited.
主也知道我们所做的事情实在不太多。
And the Lord knows that.Few things we have been doing.
就这么一点点而已。
Just those few.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要觉得好像我们做了非常多。
So brother and sister, don't you ever think, oh, you have done so much.
在永远神来看，在地上短暂年日里面所做不过是那么一点点就是了。
To the everlasting God, and what you have done in this transient life is just little.
但感谢神，神所看重就是那么一点点。
But we thank God that what God esteems is just that few things.
今天在一点点的事上，我们忠心的服侍他。
If we are faithful over these few things,
他说到那一天的时候，他要把更多的事来派给我们管理。
And on that day, He will make us ruler over many things.
所以在别的福音书也告诉我们说，到那一天的时候，有人要管十座城，有人管五座城。
So in another gospel, the Lord says, on that day, somebody will have.The dominion over 5-10 cities.
管理是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean? Word rule.
管理就是在那里有权柄。
That means you would have a dominion.
这就圣经在告诉我们说，有一天我们要与主同坐宝座，一同掌权。
That's what the Bible declares time again, that one day we will reign together, rule with Him on the throne.
这是给那些忠心服事的人的一个应许。
This is a promise given only to those faithfully serving Him.
不仅在那里坐王掌权，他说可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Not only do they reign and they have dominion, but they also come into the joy of the Lord.
这是主人的快乐。
This is the joy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这何等的一个应许。
Oh, brothers and sisters, what a promise this is.
今天在地上服事的时候，的确我们常常好像没有什么太多的喜乐。
Today, as we serve on earth, a lot of time, we lack of joy.
虽然有时候的确尝到一点属天从天上来那种喜悦，让我们觉得服事实在是非常宝贵，非常有价值。
Even though sometimes we do taste the joy from heaven, so we know that serving the Lord is truly precious and great value. However, our experiences are limited. And often this joy simply passes away. But on that day, if we have been good and faithful servants,That promise is great. That is to enjoy the everlasting joy. Brothers and sisters, why is God giving us this promise? For one purpose only, to draw our hearts. To spur our hearts. So truly, we do see that it is very difficult to walk in this way on earth today.
需要受苦的
We need to suffer loss and suffer anguish.
不管是从人来的，从环境来的
Whether this is from man or from the circumstance.
或者从自己肉体败坏所产生出来的
Or even from your very corruption of your flesh.
这些都叫我们不容易走这一条道路服事来服事他
All these simply hindered us.From walking well in the way to serve Him.
听着这样缘故，神就允许我们将来有一个更大的赏赐。
And then for this sake, that God has promised that we would have greater reward in the age to come.
好像我们可以靠他恩典，然后继续服侍下去。
So that we could continue to serve Him by His grace.
来走这一条十字架道路。
To walk in this way of the cross.
我们看主耶稣也是一样。
And I see the same thing in the Lord Jesus.
希伯来书十二章说，再来告诉我们。
Hebrews 12, we read.
主耶稣因着摆在他面前的喜乐
For the joy set before him,
他就忍受十字架的苦难
He endured the cross.
以下那一句话
And what comes next?
便坐在神宝座的右边
He sat at the right hand of God's throne.
这就是父神给主耶稣的赏赐
And this is the reward that the Father God had given to Jesus.
主耶稣看见摆在他前面那个喜乐
Because Jesus saw the joy set ahead of him.
这是一个极大荣耀的喜乐
This is a tremendously great joy.
让主耶稣在地上能忍受一切的苦难
That enabled our Lord Jesus to endure all sufferings on earth.
让主耶稣能够遵信父神所交托他的旨意
So that Jesus would fulfillOf the entrustment that the Father God had given to him.
叫他能够完全顺服父神的旨意，最后，完成神的救赎的工作。
Completely obedient to the Father God in the end to finish this redemptive work.
神把他高举，坐在父宝座右边。
And God raised him high above at the right hand of the throne of God.
享受那永远的荣耀和喜乐。
To enjoy the everlasting glory and joy.
同样，这个应许今天也是给我们的。
Likewise, the same promise has given to us.
用这些愿意跟从他、服侍他、跟随他脚中行的人。
To us, we are willing to follow him, to serve him, to follow his footsteps.
叫我们心里面得到鼓舞。
So that our hearts are encouraged.Courage.
那我们所看见不是今生眼前环境的一些事物。
So that we do not see only the present life, the things, the matters of all the circumstances.
让我们眼睛乃是定睛将来永远的。
But our eyes are focused on those that are eternal in the age to come.
好像我们今天能够在地上忠心的走这条道路，并且走到路中。
So that we could.Faithfully walk in this way and all the way to the end.
这样我们能够好好地服侍他，来跟从他。
So that we could serve him wholly to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要神怜悯恩待我们。
Brothers and sisters, we do need God to be
faithful,
to be merciful and gracious.
除了我们在信心里面来接受。
Regarding all these promises,
除了我们在灵的里面，在信心里面看见这是何等真实的。
Unless we receive it in spirit by faith and seeing it in the spirit,
我们服事才会有改变。
Then it's possible for our service to be transformed.
我们才能够忠心的在神的家中服事。
Then it's possible for us to serve him faithfully in the house of God. It doesn't matter how corrupt the world will go.
不管今天教会在地上光景是越来越黑暗。
Regardless of
越光亮。
the desolate, dark conditions of the churches. None of this would affect our heart to serve Him. Because we have the greater, more precious promise awaiting us. Not only in this present life, we can actually experience this promise. But eagerly we hope for the greater reward that will come to us, those who serve Him faithfully. So, brothers and sisters, we ask God to be gracious to us. Let's learn together in God's Word, more understanding of serving Him. And Lord, help us that in our spirit we could see this. Knowing that every word of God is established secure. One day all of God's words will be fulfilled all in us. If we have this kind of faith, if in our spirit we're touched by these words, then we're willing to follow Him, to serve Him, to walk in this narrow way of the cross. Although this narrow way of the cross is going through suffering, but in the end it brings in glory. May the Lord help us, those of us who are called to serve Him. We already know how to serve, how to follow Him with our confined days, so that His will be done in us. And to Him we simply offer even more glory. I would like to conclude my sharing at this point. Brother, would you please say a prayer to close the meeting?
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
因为你将我们从千万人中召聚出来。
Because you have called us out of tens of thousands of people.
不仅记着你的宝血将我们的过犯洗净。
Not only has your precious blood washed away all of our transgressions,
你也将我们放在一个何等荣耀的地位。
You have placed us in this glorious position.
将我们这批原本不配的人能服侍你,
that all of us unworthy people may come and serve you.
我们何等希望你继续引导我们,
we hope that you will continue to lead us.
借着圣灵保惠师的感动, 我们能更合乎你心意地服侍你,
that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that we would be able to serve you in a manner pleasing to you.
当我们的意愿，当我们的喜好和你的旨意相悖的时候， 主啊，我们唯愿你的旨意能畅通， 你的名能被高举。
When our desires are aligned with your will, only then can we lift up your name.
我们知道如果我们能这样做的话， 你会将你自己成为我们的奖赏。
And we learn that when, if we can accomplish this, then you yourself will be our reward. We ask that you would continue to watch over us and hold us. Only by the upholding of your gracious hand can we continue to walk forward. Once again, we thank our Lord.
Please
hear our prayer. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 请大家打开你手中的周报。
Please look to the bulletin.
周间的各项的聚会服事，请大家自己看。
On the left hand side, all of the weekly meetings.